20世纪以来
Since the 20th century,
文学口碑最佳的50部作品
Top 50 literary works according to word of mouth 1
追忆似水年华,马塞尔·普鲁斯特,超长篇,意识流文学的巅峰
In Search of Lost Time, a masterpiece of Marcel Proust's long-form novel and the pinnacle of stream-of-consciousness literature.
以非自愿记忆构建的宏大时空艺术品
A grand temporal and spatial artwork built from involuntary memories
彻底革新了小说叙事
Revolutionized novel narration
2
Moment 2
尤利西斯 超长篇詹姆斯·乔伊斯 现代主义文学的终极丰碑
Ulysses is James Joyce's ultimate monument to modernism and literature. 5.
语言和形式的实验达到极致
The experiment of language and form reaches its peak.
是文学史上的奇观
It is a marvel of literary history.
3. 百年孤独长篇加西亚马尔克斯魔幻现实主义的典范
And by Nairn Gudu Chang Pyrn Gier Zyamar Erki Simo Kuan Zion Chi Zhu Yi De Diane Fan
以其瑰丽的想象与循环的叙事
With its vivid imagination and cyclical narrative
重新定义了拉丁美洲文学 4. 城堡弗朗茨卡夫卡中长篇卡夫卡式荒诞与疏离的极致体现
Redefine the Latin American literary Four Castles as a quintessential example of Kafkaesque absurdity and alienation.
对现代官僚体制与人类生存困境的预言性描绘 5.
A prophetic depiction of modern bureaucratic systems and the human predicament 5.
喧哗与骚动
Noise and commotion
威廉·福克纳 长篇,多视角意识流叙事的革命性实验,是美国南方文学无法逾越的高峰。
William Faulkner's long-form, multi-perspective, stream-of-consciousness narrative is a revolutionary experiment that is the pinnacle of Southern American literature that cannot be surpassed.
6. 摩山·托马斯·曼,超长篇,一部欧洲精神的百科全书。 在疗养院的封闭空间里探讨时间、疾病与哲学
Six Mountains, Thomas Mann's epic novel is a comprehensive exploration of European thought, examining time, illness, and philosophy within the confines of a sanatorium
7. 洛丽塔·弗拉基米尔·纳博科夫长篇以不道德的主题
Lolita Vladimir Nabokov's novel deals with unethical themes.
展现了最精妙的语言
Demonstrates the most exquisite language.
艺术
But
是风格战胜内容的典范
It is a model where style triumphs over content.
8
8
不能承受的生命之轻
Unbearable lightness of life.
米兰昆德拉 中长篇,将小说
Milan Kundera's novels are long
叙事与哲学思考
Narrative and philosophical thinking
完美融合
Perfectly integrated
对青与虫,灵与肉的探讨深入人心
The discussion on green, bug and meat has gained significant traction
9
9
我的名字叫红,奥尔罕·帕慕克 长篇,融合侦探小说,艺术史与东方细腻化传统
My name is Red Auchinpamuk, a long-form detective novel that blends art history and the East with a delicate touch to traditional culture.
展现了文明冲突下的爱情与谋杀
Showcases love and murder in the context of civil conflict.
10
10
看不见的城市,伊塔洛·卡尔维诺,中篇,一部关于城市的诗意
Invisible City by Italo Calvino, a poetic work about the city.
寓言
Fable
以其空灵的结构和哲思成为后现代文学的瑰宝。
As a work of postmodern literature, it is admired for its ethereal structure and philosophical depth.
11. 局外人阿尔贝加缪中篇存在主义文学的标杆
11. A novel by the Chinese author Yu Feng is considered a landmark work in the field of Chinese existentialist literature.
以冷静疏离的笔调
With a calm and detached tone,
揭示了世界的荒诞与个体的孤独
reveals the absurdity of the world and the loneliness of the individual.
12. 万有引力之红
12. The force of gravity's red.
托马斯·品清，超长篇后
After Thomas P. Quinn's long-term work,
现代主义的信息炸弹及科技历史哲学于一体
A fusion of modernism, information warfare and technology history, philosophy
是挑战智力的宏大惊世之作
It is a grand and earth-shattering work that challenges the intellect
13. 大师与玛格丽特·米哈伊尔·布尔加科夫长篇魔幻现实主义的先驱
The 13 Masters and Margarita by Mikhail Bulgakov, a pioneer of magical realism in a long novel.
将讽刺神话与爱情编织成一部反抗极权的恢宏乐章。
Weave satire and mythology into a grand anti-authoritarian symphony.
14. 午夜的孩子萨尔曼·鲁西迪超长篇
After Salman Rushdie's epic novel, Midnight Children,
殖民文学的杰作
A masterpiece of colonial literature,
将个人命运与民族历史魔幻般的交织
Weaving together personal destinies with the magical intertwining of national history,
叙事磅礴而绚烂
The narrative is grand and brilliant.
15
15.
宠儿托尼·莫里森长篇
Toni Morrison's masterpiece
以诗性的语言和魔幻的笔法
With poetic language and magical writing style
深刻处理奴隶制留下的精神创伤
Deeply address the psychological trauma left by slavery
震撼人心
Shocking
16. 长日将近石黑一雄长篇英式压抑与回忆不可靠性的完美刻画
16 Days is a perfect portrayal of British oppression and repression with a focus on the unreliable narrator and the themes of memory and trauma
在克制的叙述下
Under the controlled narrative
暗涌着深刻的情感与时代悲剧
Deep emotions and a tragic story are brewing
17. 癌症楼亚历山大·索尔仁尼琴长篇通过一所医院折射出整个斯大林时代的苦难是充满道德勇气的文学丰碑
The novel Cancer by Alexander Solzhenitsyn set in a hospital during the Stalinist era is a literary monument that reflects the suffering of an entire epoch through the lens of medical care 18.
芒刺客玛格丽特·阿特伍德长篇嵌套叙事的典范
Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale is a masterpiece of nested narrative
在悬疑与回忆中编织了一个关于爱情、背叛与女性命运的精巧故事
A delicate story woven in suspense and reminiscence about love betrayal and the fate of women
19.
19.
瓦解青努阿·阿契贝
Disrupting the New Urarsi
中长篇非洲现代文学的奠基之作
A seminal work of African modern literature
从内部视角有力呈现了殖民入侵前后衣钵社会的瓦解20. 尺 J.M. 库切长篇
From an internal perspective, it powerfully portrays the disintegration of the Igbo society before and after the colonial invasion, 20 feet cut long.
一部冷酷而精准的后殖民预言。
A chilling and precise post-colonial prophecy.
探讨了在新南非个人尊严与历史罪孽的复杂关系。
Explored the complex relationship between personal dignity and historical crimes in South Africa.
21. 多百灵人詹姆斯·乔伊斯，短篇小说集，现代短篇小说的典范。
21 Bilingual Stories by James Joyce, a classic of modern short fiction.
以精妙的精神顿悟手法。
With a brilliant and insightful approach,
深刻揭示了平凡都柏林人生活中的瘫痪与渴望。
Deeply reveals the paralysis and longing in the lives of ordinary people in Dulanping.
22.
22.
铁皮鼓君特格拉斯，超长篇，君特格拉斯的。
Ironclad Skeleton, General Tigers.
但丁式巨著。通过拒绝长大的侏儒奥斯卡之眼。
But the epic style of Dante through rejecting figures like Oscar's eye.
再现了德国纳粹时期与战后的历史。
Recreates the history of Nazi Germany and its aftermath.
23.
23.
看不见的人。
The invisible people.
拉尔夫·埃里森，长篇。非裔美国文学的核心文本，对身份认同与社会异化的探讨具有开创性和永恒意义。
Ralph Ellison's central text in African American literature, Invisible Man, is a groundbreaking and timeless work that explores the themes of identity and alienation.
24.
24.
微暗的火，弗拉基米尔·纳博科夫。长篇，一部由一首长诗和庞杂注释构成的小说，是纳博科夫在文学形式上最大胆的实验。
The Dim Fire of Vladimir Nabokov's long novel, composed of a poem and a sprawling encyclopedic commentary, is Nabokov's most ambitious experiment in literary form.
25.
25.
海浪弗吉尼亚·伍尔夫。长篇，意识流小说的诗化典范。
To the Sea, Virginia Woolf's epic stream of consciousness novel is a masterpiece of poetry and painting.
通过六个人物的内心独白，捕捉。
Through the inner monologues of six characters.
从童年到老年的生命流逝感。
The feeling of life passing from childhood to old age.
26。
26.
玫瑰的名字，翁贝托·埃科，长篇，将符号学、中世纪神学与侦探小说融于一炉的博学之作。
The Rose by Umberto Eco is a scholarly work that blends semiotics and medieval theology with detective fiction.
是智慧型小说的标杆。
It is a benchmark for smart novels.
27.
27.
兔子四部曲，约翰·厄普代克系列长篇，通过兔子安斯特罗姆的一生。
The Rabbit Trilogy, The Life of Anstrom by John Updike.
精准描绘了二十世纪下半叶美国中产阶级的精神面貌。
Accurately depicted the spirit of American middle class in the latter half of the 20th century.
28.人性的枷锁。
28 Chains of Human Nature.
威廉·萨默塞特·毛姆，长篇。
William S. Moore's long novel.
带有自传色彩的成长小说。
A coming-of-age novel with autobiographical elements.
对爱情、信仰、艺术与生活意义的探讨，深刻而动人。
A profound and moving exploration of the relationship between faith, art, and life's meaning.
29. 老人与海·欧内斯特·海明威，短篇。
29-year-old man and the sea Ernest Hemingway, a short story.
海明威冰山理论的完美体现，是20世纪美国文学精神力量的象征。30，了不起的盖茨比 F.S. 菲茨杰拉德，中篇，爵士时代的华丽挽歌。
The perfect embodiment of Hemingway's iceberg theory is the symbol of the 20th century American literary spirit, The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, a magnificent jazz age ballad.
以其诗意的语言和对美国梦的深刻批判，成为不朽经典。
Known for its poetic language,and profound critique of the American dream, it has become an enduring classic.
31
31
麦田里的守望者 J.D. 塞林格中篇
The Catcher in the Rye by Judy Salinger, a short story
青年反叛文化的永恒符号
The eternal symbol of youth rebellion culture
其口语化的叙事风格和书里的主人公影响深远。
Its colloquial narrative style and detached protagonist have had a profound influence.
32
32
愤怒的葡萄约翰斯坦贝克长篇美国大萧条时期的平民史诗
The Grapes of Wrath, John Steinbeck's epic novel set during the American Dust Bowl era.
对社会不公的悲悯描绘
Depicting the tragedy of social injustice
充满了震撼人心的力量
Full of powerful and moving force
33
33
永别了武器
Goodbye weapons
欧内斯特·海明威长篇一部精简而有力的反战小说
Ernest Hemingway's long novel is a concise and powerful anti-war story.
描绘了战争如何摧毁爱情与个人的梦想。
Depicts how war destroys love and personal dreams.
34，蝇王威廉·戈尔丁，中长篇，一部关于人性本恶的黑暗预言。
34 The name of the novel is a long-form, dark prophecy about the nature of humanity, written by William Golding.
彻底颠覆了儿童天真的传统叙事。
Completely subverted the traditional narrative of innocent children.
令人不寒而栗。
Scary.
35
35
1984
1984
乔治·奥威尔，中长篇，反乌托邦的终极经典。
George Orwell's masterpiece, a classic dystopian novel.
对极权主义运作机制的描绘。
A depiction of the mechanisms of authoritarianism.
具有冷酷的预言性。
With a cold prophetic tone.
36，美丽新世界，阿道斯·赫胥黎，中长篇。
36 Straits, a novel by Aldous Huxley in the collection Brave New World.
另一座反乌托邦高峰，对技术奴役、快乐麻醉的警告，在当代愈发显得振聋发聩。
Another dystopian peak, warning against the blissful enslavement by technology, is becoming increasingly relevant in contemporary society.
37
37
动物农场
Animal Farm
乔治·奥威尔短篇
George Orwell's short story
一则精炼而无比犀利的政治预言
A concise and incredibly sharp political prophecy
以童话外壳揭示了革命异化的全过程
The entire process of revolutionary alienation is revealed through the fairy tale shell
38
38
第22条军规约瑟夫·海勒长篇黑色幽默的开山之作
Article 22 Joseph Heller's Catch 22 A satirical masterpiece
以其独特的逻辑揭示了战争与官僚制度的荒谬本质
Revealed the absurd nature of war and bureaucracy through its unique logic
39.
39.
芒果街上的小屋，桑德拉·西斯内罗斯，短篇集，用清澈如水的诗性语言。
The Mango Street House, Short Stories by Sandra Cisneros.
记录了一个拉美女孩在芝加哥移民社区的成长与梦想。
Documented the growth and dreams of a young woman from Latin America in Chicago's immigrant community.
40. 霍乱时期的爱情，加西亚·马尔克斯，长篇，爱情的终极百科全书。
A Comprehensive Guide to Love in the Time of Plague by Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
展现了所有爱情的可能性。
Showcases all the possibilities of love.
忠贞的。
Oil.
隐秘的。
Secret.
粗暴的。
Rough.
羞怯的，白拉图式的。41. 云游奥尔加托卡尔丘克，片段式长篇。21世纪叙事实验的典范。
The Shy White-Haired Bart, a fragment of a long-form narrative experiment in the 21st century, wandered through the Ogeto-Karchuk Hills.
以其星群结构探索了旅行。
Explored the concept of star clusters to understand travel.
人体与生命等主题。
Human body and life-related topics.
42 素食者，寒江，中长篇。
Vegetarians in the Cold River.
通过一个决定停止吃肉的女人的故事。
Through the story of a woman who decides to stop eating meat.
犀利地探讨了顺从、反抗与欲望。
Sharp explored the themes of obedience and rebellion, as well as desire.
充满了惊人的意象。
Full of amazing imagery.
43. 灯塔维吉尼亚·伍尔夫，长篇，意识流小说的核心作品。
The core work of Virginia Woolf's long-form novel, Four Lights, is a collection of short stories about strange stones.
通过一家人在十年间前往赫布里底群岛的旅程。
Through a family's journey to the Hebrides over 10 years.
探讨了记忆、艺术与家庭关系。
Explore the relationship between art and family.
44.
44.
法国中尉的女人，约翰·福尔斯，长篇，后。
French defender John Foles, who is over 60 years old.
现代主义原小说的经典，作者直接介入叙事。
The classic authors of modernist novels directly intervene in the narrative,
并提供多个结局
and provide multiple endings.
颠覆了维多利亚时代小说的传统
subverted the traditional novel of the Victorian era.
45
45.
金色笔记多丽丝莱辛长篇
Bolden notes, Doris comes to star, a long story.
一部女性自由与精神危机的编年史。
A chronicle of female freedom and spiritual crisis.
其复杂的结构深刻影响了女性主义写作。
Its complex structure has profoundly influenced feminist writing.
46.
46.
橡皮阿兰罗伯格里耶。长篇，新小说派的宣言之作。
The long-awaited novel by Elaine Roby, Declaration of a Party, is finally here.
以对物件的极度客观描写。
With extreme objectivity in describing objects.
彻底颠覆了传统的小说叙事模式。
Completely subverted the traditional narrative mode of novels.
47.
47.
如果在冬夜，一个旅人，伊塔洛·卡尔维诺，长篇，一部关于阅读本身的小说。
In a long novel by Italo Calvino, set on a winter night, the protagonist is a traveler who reflects on reading.
由十个小说的开头组成。
Composed of the beginnings of 10 novels.
充满了对读者与作者关系的哲思。
filled with philosophical reflections on the relationship between readers and authors.
48.
48.
玩笑米兰昆德拉长篇昆德拉的成名作
Dope Milan Kundera's Masterpiece
通过一个正 Z 玩笑引发的连锁反应
Triggered by a chain reaction initiated by a joke
探讨了历史与个人遗忘与记忆
This explores the relationship between history and personal forgetting and memory
49斯通纳·约翰·威廉斯长篇一部关于平凡一生的杰作
49 said John Williams' masterpiece about an ordinary life
以其冷静精准的笔触
with its calm and precise writing style
描绘了一个大学教师失败
depicts a university teacher who has failed
却又坚守内心的故事
But still uphold the story in my heart.
引发了二十一世纪的阅读热潮
Sparked a reading craze in the 21st century.
五十，所有的名字，若泽，萨拉玛戈，长篇，萨拉玛戈标志性的长句与荒诞设定
Wu qi suo yu de main zai yuo zi sar la mar ji cheng kairn sar la mar ji biro jai zing de cheng ju yu huang dan shi dain
讲述一个户籍员
Tell a story about a civil servant
寻找一个陌生女人的故事
A story about finding a stranger
探讨了身份、爱情与官僚体制
Explored the relationship between identity and love and the bureaucratic system.